All right, so the movie rundown for the month of November. The federal holidays in November are Veterans Day and Thanksgiving. So I'm going to run through my favorite top five Veterans Day movies. Coming in number five, which takes place in the conflict in Somalia, I have Black Hawk Down. Actually tied with that, it's the best picture winner, The Hurt Locker, starring Jeremy Renner. Coming in number four, Clint Eastwood's Flags of Our Fathers, which deals with the flag raising at Iwo Jima, and a lot with the psychological toll that many of the soldiers had. Another one that goes along with that, number three, Platoon, Oliver Stone's Platoon, with Willem Dafoe and Charlie Sheen. Vietnam's horror story, much to say. Coming number two, the lighter, The Great Escape, with Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson, James Garner. That's more of a family-friendly one. Number one is Saving Private Ryan, with Tom Hanks and Matt Damon. Honestly, I'm not a huge fan of Apocalypse Now, which is one of that critics often rave about. It's a great soundtrack with Creedence Clearwater Revival, but it's so dark, so long. The lack of dialogue, I feel like it would wear on a lot of viewers. So for Thanksgiving movies, most people's thoughts around Thanksgiving are, could my family be more dysfunctional? So I'm going to list off my favorite dysfunctional family movies. Little Miss Sunshine, The Road Trip of a Painfully Embarrassing Family. You have Steve Carell, Greg Kinnear, Paul Dano. Great movie. It has a couple moments that might want to fast forward if you have kids, but all in all, a good movie. The Royal Tenenbaums, Wes Anderson's quirky and dark comedy, which is the bringing together of an all-star cast of Richard Gere, Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Angelica Houston. Meet the Parents, another Ben Stiller one, with Robert De Niro. It's another hard-to-watch, self-deprecating comedy. Bridging the gap between comedies and dramas would definitely be the romantic dramedy, The Silver Linings Playbook. Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence give great performances as two people with crazy lives and cracks in their mental health. Robert De Niro is in this one as well, playing Cooper's obsessive-compulsive father. Leonardo DiCaprio made his film debut alongside Johnny Depp in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, where Depp tries to provide for his ailing mother and his siblings, which includes Arnie, his mentally challenged younger brother. That brings me to the heavy dramas in this category. In Ordinary People, Mary Tyler Moore and Donald Sutherland play the confused and dysfunctional parents of the severely depressed Connie, who recently was in a sailing accident resulting in the death of his brother. And the award for the most dysfunctional cinema family would have to go that of Brick and Maggie in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. In the Southern family of Big Daddy, there seems to be drinking problems, secrets everywhere, fighting, feelings of confused love, regrets, and depression. All in all, it's one big mess. Hopefully the Thanksgivings of our listeners are a bit more normal than those. And that's the movie rundown for the month of November.